Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Jai Jai Param Prachand Tej Tamohane Nashan Jai
James Bean, you're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. Today's program features an exploration of the Padavali mystic poetry and hymns of Maharishi Mehi Paramhans. We're hearing Padavali hymn number 4 from Maharishi Mehi. Today on Spiritual Awakening Radio, the Padavali of Maharishi Mehi Paramhans. Victory to the most penetrating radiance coming from the Satguru that eliminates darkness and delusions and delivers from all worldly miseries. He makes devotees sacred and knowledgeable. Victory to the Satguru again and again. He is the most knowledgeable and none is equal to him. His immortal deeds are spread all over the land of living beings and those of gods. Satguru is highly magnanimous, and everyone ever praises him. May Satguru remove my deep ignorance, lapses, and pretensions. Victory to the Satguru again and again with his extensive vision. Like the sun, he dispels darkness and ignorance of the world. Ever joyful, he frees his devotees from worldly fears. Who except him is the most outstanding physician? Treating worldly diseases and shocks, victory to the most compassionate Satguru, who eliminates all our lapses and ignorance. Glory to the Satguru, the most competent one, to whom I bow and remember with great love. Victory to the treasure trove of devotion, meditation, and the very house of knowledge. He is the demonstrator of yoga, highly conscious, and explains the principles of yoga in plain language, and gives quick perception. Victory to the Satguru in his wholeness. He teaches the techniques of self-realization. Gripping his lotus feet, I pray to him again and again for protecting me against the pitfalls. He explains the difference between bhakti and dhyana yoga and helps visualize the four segments of knowledge. He elucidates the meaning, kinds, and marvels of satsang. Merciful, he clearly, every minute, details the path and does not hide anything from his devotees. Victory to the Satguru. He looks at me with compassion, O Satguru, destroying all my unseemly postures. On today's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio, the Padavali, mystic hymns and poetry of Maharishi Mehi, with some examples of those hymns being sung. I want to share more from the hymns. This is a reading from Hymn 52 of the Padavali. O traveler, seek the path that lies within you. O traveler, seek the path that lies within you. You and your beloved are in the same body. Your beloved is pervading everywhere, but not being perceived. Those initiated by the Master are able to recognize him within their bodies. O traveler, if you wish to go alone on the path of the Lord, you look for the path within and do not delay. The four spheres of darkness, light, sound, and soundlessness, they all lie within the temple of your body. You step down to the darkness, but your beloved is in the sphere of soundlessness. Again, go back to the sphere of soundlessness through the tenth door. Pursuing the inner light and practicing the yoga of sound, listen to the orchestration of sounds and closely watch the dazzling light and go along the path where the five sounds resonate. Mount up as you get drawn towards them. Never think that there are other means of going to the sphere of soundlessness. Without the yoga of vision and the yoga of sound. Mehi says that going along this path alone is the secret path to divinity, as shown by the saints. Catching the most subtle sound amidst different sounds. Go along the solitary path, lying within your body. Hymn number 52 of the Padavali of Maharishi Mehi. O traveler, seek the path that lies within you. There is also a hymn of Sant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, one of the earlier spiritual masters in the lineage of Maharishi Mehi. The final hymn, rather than being of Maharishi Mehi, the concluding hymn is that of Param Sant Tulsi Sahib. Do worship with the Satguru, the true master, and contemplate the light glowing within you, igniting the five elements of the body. Light the lamp to get the brightness inside. The sun and the moon are like fruits and flowers kept on a dish-like firmament or plate of the inner sky. As one starts worshiping, pieces are burnt, and a pitcher is planted in the inner sky. The star-like pearls and the broken rice grains are visible. waving the garland of flowers, put it on your neck, and offer betel leaves, sweets, incense, sandal, earthen lamps, etc. In such a light, the accomplishment of various musical sounds are heard. Scent-like currents of consciousness are spread all over the body and float up in the sky. And in that sphere, the consciousness-like bee feels blissfully content. Listening to the multiple sounds, pure light is burning inside, and as one sees it, all one's lapses are forever eliminated. In the inner sky, nectar pours down and the devotees are fully drenched. Drinking that ambrosia, consciousness is fully awakened and makes fresh endeavors to ascend. Beauty, like millions of shining suns, is so very illuminating. And there, beyond the quintessential sound, attained the absolute. Strike your bond with the Supreme Sovereign God or pure consciousness. Every moment, keep consciousness, your attention, your surat, alive in your inner sky. Suck out the milk of paradise with the grace of the Master. Says Tulsi, the abode of the Guru is all illuminating, and the loud musical notes are heard. Like the mythic Alal bird, let your consciousness ascend, shaking off the coverings of the body. A hymn of Paramsant Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, India, sung at the end of daily satsangs and on other special occasions, which is hymn number 145 of the Padavali. Mostly hymns of Maharishi Mihi Paramhans, but that concluding hymn by Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, a kind of founding guru of the lineage, or Adi Guru, the master of the masters a few generations back. Let's hear another track from the Padavali of Maharishi Mihi Paramhans. This is actually, rather than being a hymn, these are the principles of Santmat recited. This, rather than being a musical Padavali, is a teaching that is recited. It features the vocals of Madhulata Arya with Tambura playing underneath. The principles of Santmat.
परम तत्व आदि अंत रहित असीम अजन्मा अगोचर सर्वव्यापक और सर्वव्यापकता के भी परे हैं उसे ही सर्वेश्वर सर्वाधार मानना चाहिए तथा अपराजड और पराचेतन दोनों प्रकृतियों के पार में अगुण और सगुण पर अनादि अनंत स्वरूपी अपरंपार शक्ति युक्त देश कालातीत शब्दातीत नाम रूपातीत अद्वितीय मन बुद्धि और इंद्रियों के परे जिस परम सत्ता पर यह सारा प्रकृति मंडल एक महान यंत्र की ना ही परिचालित होता रहता है जो न व्यक्ति है और न व्यक्त है जो माइक अस्तित्वहीन है जो अपने से बाहर कुछ भी अवकाश नहीं रखता है जो परम सनातन परम पुरातन एवं सर्वप्रथम से विद्यमान है संत मत में उसे ही परम अध्यात्म पद व परम अध्यात्म स्वरूपी परम प्रभु सर्वेश्वर कुल मालिक मानते हैं जीवात्मा सर्वेश्वर का अभिन्न अंश है प्रकृति आदि अंत सहित है और सृजित है मायाबद्ध जीव आवागमन के चक्र में पड़ा रहता है इस प्रकार रहना जीव के सब दुखों का कारण है इससे छुटकारा पाने के लिए सर्वेश्वर की भक्ति ही एकमात्र उपाय है। मानस जब मानस ध्यान दृष्टि साधन और सुलभ शब्द योग द्वारा सर्वेश्वर की भक्ति करके अंधकार प्रकाश और शब्द के प्राकृतिक तीनों पर्दों से पार जाना और सर्वेश्वर से एकता का ज्ञान प्राप्त करके मोक्ष पा लेने का मनुष्य मात्र अधिकारी है। झूठ बोलना, नशा खाना, व्यभिचार करना, हिंसा करनी अर्थात जीवों को दुख देना व मत्स्य मांस को खाद्य पदार्थ समझना और चोरी करने, इन पांचों महापापों से मनुष्यों को अलग रहना चाहिए। एक सर्वेश्वर पर ही अचल विश्वास, पूर्ण भरोसा तथा अपने अंतर में ही उनकी प्राप्ति का दृढ़ निश्चय रखना, सद्गुरु की निष्कपट सेवा, सत्संग और दृढ़ ध्यानाभ्यास, इन पांचों को मोक्ष का कारण समझना चाहिए। संतुलित सिद्धांत।
The principles of Sant Mat, recited in Hindi by Madhulata Arya, accompanied by tambura. Most of the Padavali represents hymns, but there are a couple of recitations. The definition of Sant Mat is one of those. And what you just heard was the seven principles of Sant Mat, or the path of the masters, the spiritual path of Maharishi Mehi. One, ultimate reality is beyond any beginning or end, infinite, beyond birth, beyond the senses, all-pervading, yet even beyond pervasiveness. It must therefore be understood as the Supreme Being. This essential element is known in Sant Mat, or teachings of the saints, as the Lord of all and is the foundation of all things. This being is beyond both the inanimate and animate aspects of nature. It is without qualities and beyond qualities. Its nature is infinite, imperishable, all-powerful. It is beyond time and space, beyond sound, and beyond form. It is the one without a second. The Supreme Being is beyond the scope of mind, the intellect, and senses. This entire universe is powered by the energy of this being. This being is not human. It is not manifested in physical form. It has existence beyond the illusion of Maya. And there is nothing that exists outside of it. It is the being which is eternal and in existence from the beginning. Sant Mat, the path of the masters, considers this being to be the divine reality. And this knowing or merging with this being is the goal of all spirituality. Principle number two, the individual soul is an inseparable part of the Supreme Being. Principle number three, the physical world of nature was created. It has an origin and an end. Four, the individual soul or jiva, bound by illusion or maya, remains in the cycle of death and birth. This is the cause of suffering. In order to escape from this cycle of death and birth, we must experience realization of the Supreme Being. Principle number five. By practicing devotion through these four techniques, manas, japa, or simran, the recitation of a divine name or names, manas, dhyana, focus on divine form or visualizing the form of the Master, Drishti Sadhana, the yoga of inner light, seeing within, and Nada Sadhana, the yoga of inner sound, or Surat Shabd Yoga, concentration on the inner divine sounds, transcendental hearing. The practitioner consecutively transcends through these practices the realms of darkness, light, and sound, which veil the Supreme Truth, the Divine Reality. Only in a human body, an individual soul is able to achieve union with the Divine. Six, lying, stealing, intake of intoxicating substances, adultery and violence, including harming other beings, are the five sins to be avoided. Eating meat or fish is also considered to be a form of violence and should be avoided. The followers of Sant Mat must abstain from these vices. Note, in Buddhism and other Eastern religions, Taoism, Jainism, Hinduism, and others, these five abstinences are known as the Panch Shila, or the five precepts. These five abstinences are known as the five precepts. And the seventh principle of Sant Mat, according to Maharishi Mehi, translating into English the Hindi recitation played earlier, the following are considered to be the requirements for the attainment of liberation. A. Trust and belief in God. B. Commitment to seek the divine within. C. Devotion and service to a satguru or spiritual master. D. Satsang, listening to the teachings and spiritual discourses, including the study of the teachings of saints and scriptures. And E. Dhyana, which means meditation practice, as in diligent meditation practice. Those are the seven principles of Sant Mat contained in the Padavali of Maharishi Mehi Paramhans. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. After the break, you'll hear more hymns from the Padavali of Maharishi Mehi, along with readings in English of those mystic hymns and poems. Stay tuned for more after these messages.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Roku is like having your own video library with over 300,000 choices. And it's the best way to get Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and so much more. There's a Roku player for every budget, so go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Roku banner.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve2037?
Steve2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual Awakening Radio. I'm exploring the mystic poetry and hymns of Maharishi Mehi Paramhans. His collection of mystic verses known as the Book of Padavali. Coming up next, hymn number 2 of the Padavali. Hail to the saints. Hail to the saints. Great praise be to all the saints. In which manner will one pray to them? My mind is so very unclean and inexperienced. Saints, being destroyers of suffering and sorrows, do away with worldly traps. They are the treasure troves of knowledge and meditation, highly proficient in the techniques of single-minded concentration and the yoga of sound. They propagate the same in the language of the people all over the world. Great are the sages and saints like Buddha, Shankar, and Ramanand for eliminating sins. Sacrifice to the magnificent saints like Kabir, Nanak, Goswami Tulsi Das, and Tulsi Sahib, Dadu, Sundardas, Sirdas, Ravidas, Jagjawan Sahib, Paltu Sahib, and many more. They are all great benefactors delivering human beings from the fears of the world. Satguru Baba Devi Sahib and other saints are also highly adorable. Maharishi Mehi sings their magnificence and lies at their sacred feet with faith and love.
Sab santan ki badi balihari, badi balihari, badi balihari. Sab santan ki badi. Upkari स्वपच रवि जग जीवन पल तू भय हारी सब संतन की बड़ी बलिहारी सतगुरु देवी अरुजे भय सब चरणन शिरधारी भजत है मैं धन्य धन कही गही संत पद आशा सारी सब संतन बड़ी बलिहारी।
Hail to the saints. Padavali hymn number 2, a composition of Maharishi Mehi Paramhans, in this case sung by Madhulata Arya in Hindi. Earlier I shared the English translation, a hymn that celebrates the Sant tradition of India, naming many great figures of the ages, Buddha, Ramanand, allegedly the guru of Kabir, Sant Ramanand, Kabir, Guru Nanak, Goswami Tulsi Das, Tulsi Sahib of Hathras, Sant Dadu Dayal of Rajasthan, Sundar Das, Sir Das, Ravi Das, Paltu Sahib. Also in this hymn, Maharishi Mehi Paramhans names his own spiritual master, Baba Devi Sahib of Moradabad. So this represents a celebration of all of these great lovers of the beloved, of the ages, connecting with his own spiritual master and bringing us up to modern times. Countless are the lovers of the beloved. After the break, more from the Padavali. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio, a satsang edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Stay tuned.
When my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm Carol King.
The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Coming up next on Spiritual Awakening Radio, Padavali Hymn Number 14 of Maharishi Mehi Paramhans. I bow again and again to the embodiment of unending devotion and kindness, the storehouse of divine knowledge beyond worldly wisdom, and the treasure house of splendid thoughts, extremely forgiving, forbearing, profound in knowledge, firmly upholding the axle of righteousness and maintaining the equipoise of mind during conflict and confusion, delivering the world from fear and profusely destroying sins, the very life force of devotees giving them endless compassion. I bow to the Satguru, giving knowledge, and is the magnificent Lord. I bow to him, I bow to him, I bow to him, I bow to him. Removing illusions, errors, constructing the bridge of devotion, and eliminating all afflictions. Eliminating worldly catastrophes, turmoil, and the maze of mundane deeds. Shattering all earthly aspirations and disseminating deep knowledge. Granting the twin gems called perseverance and doing good to others, or Siva. Sympathizing with devotees, offering them the immortal elixir. I bow to Satguru, the desireless one, and ever respected by all. I bow to him, I bow to him, I bow to him, I bow to him, the bestower of all success, bestowing on everyone virtues and knowledge. Narrating tales of wisdom, he gives absolute peace. Highly honored among the gurus, he is the one who helps see the inner light divine. Free from mental abnormalities and enjoying absolute peace, I bow again and again to the quintessential one, the Supreme Lord, converting disciples to his very nature. Satguru is the treasure house of the highest bliss, granting contentment and peace, bestowing all virtues and destroying the great fears and delusions as he assumes the magnetic human personality. I bow to Satguru, the very embodiment of truth and right conduct. The five sense organs are the dangerous venom of the congregated snakes. Satguru draws out the venom from the minds of his disciples. His words are like rays of the sun god, dispelling the darkness. Satguru, the King of Kings, fulfills the wishes of his disciples. Maharishi Mehi salutes the Satguru again and again. been hearing hymn number 14 of the Padavali of Maharishi Mehi Pemhans. I bow again and again to the embodiment of unending devotion and kindness, the storehouse of divine knowledge beyond worldly wisdom. The Living Master, the Sansat Guru. Stay tuned for more spiritual awakening, including more from the Padavali of Maharishi Mehi.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Seen on TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Seen on TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does a disappearing act?
It's a fact. With Clarence, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarence Beauty Products. I use Clarence, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarence. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarence and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death! ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every week at this time. My name is James Bean. Visit my website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. At the website, there is a PayPal donate button for those who wish to support this program and its continued production. At the website, there's also links to podcasts available, links to the Santmat e-library, blogs, daily spiritual quotes via social media sites like Tumblr, Twitter, and Facebook. Lots going on at the website, spiritualawakeningradio.com. You can get in touch with me at this email address, james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. james@spiritualawakeningradio.com. And you can send a text message to this number, 508-603-9381. On the program today, the Padavali, the mystic hymns and poetry of Maharishi Mehi Pramhans. This is from his definition of Santmat, or the path of the masters, the way of the saints. 1. Stillness or steadiness is the essence of Shanti, an ancient Sanskrit word for true, deep, spiritual peace or inner peace. 2. He who has attained Shanti is a saint or sant. 3. 3. Saint Mott encompasses the thoughts and teachings of the saints and sages. Indeed, that is the definition of the term Saint Mott, the path of the masters, the way of the saints, the teachings of the masters. And 4, it is natural for human beings to desire Shanti. It is natural for human beings to desire peace. Inspired by this inherent desire, seers of ancient times searched for the inner peace and found the path to attain this inner peace and expounded this way in the ancient teachings of the Upanishads, ancient Hindu scriptures. Similar views have been expressed by saints in more recent times, such as Guru Nanak and Kabir Sahib. They express their teachings in the Punjabi and Hindi vernaculars, respectively, for the inspiration and edification of the common masses. The teachings of these later saints are referred to as Saint Mott. Maharishi Mehi Paramhans, also from the definition of Saint Mott, said, "When viewed on the surface, the teachings of various saints sometimes seem to contradict one another or even to contradict the principles of the Upanishads. But upon deeper analysis, it becomes apparent that there is an unbreakable unity in the spiritual views of all saints. Saints have appeared in different times and in different places, and their followers name their tradition in respect to the particular saint, for example, Kabir Panth and Dadu Panth, the path of Kabir or the path of Dadu. The apparent differences can be attributed to variations in time, place, language, and labels given to the views, but in reality they are the same. It also happens that excessively zealous followers tend to accentuate these seeming differences when sectarianism and the forms of the particular time or place of the teachings of a saint are removed. The basic principles of Saint Mott are one, are in unity. The Upanishads explain the yogic techniques and present a systematic path for transcending thought in order to attain the absolute through the yoga of sound or Surat Shabd Yoga. Saint Mott follows the yogic path prescribed in the Upanishads and specifically employs Surat Shabd Yoga, the yoga of inner sound, in its practices. That's from the definition of Saint Mott by Maharishi Mehi Paramhans from the Padavali. Wrapping up today's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio, another sample from the hymns of the Padavali being recited in Hindi by Madhulata Arya. Once again, the original sound of the Padavali as it might be sung in satsang on a regular basis in India.
Sar shabd sat शिव शंकर हर राम वही
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
I love food, and I love to eat. The cooking and cleaning part, not so much. Then I found a link to the chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page, and I was happy to find all sorts of amazing recipes and tips on cooking, in addition to great chef-quality kitchen equipment and savings as well. Now I look forward to my time in the kitchen thanks to chef's catalog on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding jeans that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Jeans has done extensive research, and they have jeans that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. From there you can send me an email if you like. And at Facebook, the address is Facebook.com/SpiritualAwakeningRadio. Where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.